Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
Good morning and welcome to this week's program. Since the inception of Share International magazine, Benjamin Krem's master has provided articles to be published not only at the time they were written, but also wherever possible according to world circumstances. Indeed, many of these articles seem more relevant now than when they were first published. In the following, the master shows how commercialization has impacted the health of the planet and that of humanity. He issues a warning about the time we have left to restore balance. As if he were writing today, he points to the growing public awareness of the need to change in order to save the planet and the millions of dispossessed. The Curse of Commercialization by the Master through Benjamin Krem, first written in 2009. If men are to save this planet from the result of global warming, they must do infinitely more than a plan to limit carbon emissions and in a shorter period of time than is generally accepted as necessary. Men have been slow to recognize the dangers, and even now many refuse to take the problem seriously. Such attitudes, there is no doubt, put in jeopardy the future of planet Earth. At most, men have 10 to 15 years in which to establish a balance before irreparable damage is done. To achieve this goal, men must change dramatically the present way of life and embrace simpler forms and living and working. Gone are the days in which men raped and ravaged the planet at will, without a thought for the generations still to come, neither seeing nor caring aught for the environment, which has gradually and inevitably decayed.
Each year, and for many years, huge areas of ancient primal forest are cleared of life-giving trees for purely commercial benefits. Commercialization indeed bodes ill for humanity as it tightens its grip on the throats of men. Commercialization, says Maitreya, is more dangerous to men than the atomic bomb and is showing its destructive power in the economic chaos which rules in the world today. How long will it take governments and their peoples to see this? How long till commercialization squeezes the lifeblood out of humanity and itself withers and dies? More and more, the truth of these words is borne in on the minds of millions who now suddenly are jobless and homeless and in despair.
This has produced a situation in which Maitreya can step forward into public work without infringing humanity's free will. Patiently has Maitreya waited many years for this time, sure in the knowledge that the events now taking place would indeed transpire. Commercialization has bared its claws and shown its power to harm. The complacency of millions is turning into hatred and distrust of commercialization and the old order of things. Men everywhere are at last ready for a new interpretation of the meaning and purpose of life, for sharing justice and peace, for right relationships, brotherhood, and greater happiness. They are ready at last for Maitreya's call.
Of course, not all men have undergone this change. There are many who imagine they can sit out this recession and rebuild their fortunes as before. The very rich and the clever ones have lost nothing. The gap between themselves and others has simply widened in their favour. They fail to understand that this time is like none other. We have reached the end of the old order. Cosmic forces dictate the changes that must and inevitably will take place. Otherwise, life would flourish no more on planet Earth. Those who are ready will quickly respond to Maitreya's teaching as he puts into simple and eloquent words their heartfelt needs. Others will take longer to forego that to which they have become accustomed. For a time, disagree. But in time, millions around the world will see the need and the logic of the changes, which alone will save the planet and its people. And that was written in 2009. So 9 years ago.
So we only have, 7 or 8 years left?
Not even.
Anyway.
This next piece is about art and the inspiration from our soul to create. It's called Combing the Heavens for Beauty, A Service to Humanity. The title of the article refers to Benjamin Creme's comment from Maitreya's Mission Volume 2 about Mozart, who, as a third degree initiate, combed the heavens for beauty, because that is what the artist does. He searches the heavens and looks for that vibration of reality which, when expressed in form, creates beauty. And this piece is by Felicity Elliott, who uses Benjamin Creme's art as an example.
Literature and mythic traditions is full of references to heroes, extraordinary figures whose circumstances, qualities and destiny mark them out as questing, daring, prepared to scale the heights, take on impossible challenges, face temptations, slay dragons, all in search of some as yet only intuited goal, some reward sensed but not known. A golden fleece always lies ahead. The hero is, of course, the initiate. What lies ahead of him or her is the inward quest towards greater awareness which continues to expand. He is one who sees further, knows more, and through his work provides a glimpse of worlds and realities we, lesser mortals, cannot yet reach. With every step, new recognition open up before him, and gradually the subjective and the objective are blended together.
This begs many questions, one of which is, what impels him? And by what mechanism does she comb the heavens? The master Diwal Kul, known as DK, and Benjamin Creme explain that, I just might add that DK worked through Alice A. Bailey. Benjamin Creme explain that humanity evolves through groping towards what may be, to that which does not yet exist, but which through the search and upward quest comes into being. The ageless wisdom teachings describe humanity as sons of mind, referring to our method of evolving through aspiration, mentation, imagination and meditation, all harnessed to grope towards and achieve something higher, working from the known to the unknown. The key to this development is aspiration. Indwelling in all men is the desire for perfection and the urge to express the good, the beautiful and the true, the attributes of the soul. No one, however faltering in action, is bereft of this desire for betterment, however expressed. And that's from Benjamin Creme's book, The Art of Living.
The impulse behind change and growth is aspiration for betterment, for something higher and finer. And at some point, contact is made with the soul, strengthening the innate idealism, stimulating the longing for the unknown next step, and evoking the will. The creative imagination stemming from the soul brings into play the will. We invoke the will in this way. We aspire. The Christ principle, the consciousness of the soul per se, inspires us to aspire. We evoke from the soul through our meditation, our service, our creative work in whatever field, an aspiration for something higher, finer. We use the creative imagination if we are creative at all. Whatever the concept, it requires the creative imagination to put it into a form, a structure. That invokes the energy of the soul to bring it about. The creative imagination uses the antakarana, the channel of light between oneself and the soul. And as we use it, we create it. As we create it, we can use it. It is a two-way process. This brings in the light, the consciousness of the soul, the aspiration which inspires us to see something that we do not yet see.
There is an occult statement, and in that light will you see light. In the light of the soul, we can see a higher light, a brighter, more dynamic, a more creative light. Everything we receive from the soul fulfills the immediate need, the point that we have reached. But in receiving at the level where we are, we also receive from the soul the intuition that above it is something else. In the light of the soul, we see a further light. Through aspiration, the soul gives us the awareness of something higher even than itself. And that's from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. How can a painting, a work of art, be said to be a service to humanity? Both the Master DK and Benjamin Krem have written that it is the disciples, the more evolved individuals, who create the culture of a country. Al Greco was of the opinion that the language of art is celestial in origin and can only be understood by the chosen. Understood meaning seen and experienced by the artist. And Benjamin Krem's master writes, there comes a time in the history of each nation when its soul quality begins to manifest itself more powerfully and to give rise to the appearance of major figures in the realms of art or science, politics or religion. When this happens, we see the emergence of influential men and women who give colour and coherence to a nation's endeavours. Deeply creative, they inspire those around them with their vision and help to create the culture of their time. They are the disciples and initiates who articulate for others the genius of their nation. And that comes from A Master Speaks, from a message, The Emergence of Great Servers.
Benjamin Krem was a man and initiate, precisely right for his time, but also far ahead of our times. He was born, lived and worked at the right time, in that he was a way shower and a prophet, working precisely when needed. But he also threw light on the path that many now stand ready to tread. As humanity is growing into the realization that divinity is not only external to us, but is immanent in all life. B.C., or Benjamin Krem, is mainly known for his work as a prophet, preparing the way for the emergence of Maitreya, the world teacher. But he served equally as an artist who combed the heavens and from those heights brought back the golden fleece, and through his painting revealed aspects of life which we may be able only dimly to intuit. Through B.C.'s close contact with his master, lives have been enriched and expanded, imbued with new qualities. This is what genius is, the ability to touch the mysteries and bring them back down to earth for the others.
To the esotericist, an artist is someone who attunes himself to the vibrations of reality and gives that expression. The greater the art, the more profound the symbol will be, the more expressive it will be of the meaning which it symbolizes. The great artist can show us something of the nature of that mysterious essence of reality we know as beauty, and something of the nature of that which we call God. Ideally, of course, every painter wishes his paintings to speak for themselves.
A glance at PC's later paintings from the early 1960s onwards reveals that they are in fact markers or milestones depicting specific revelations and experiences on the path of ascent. He lays out through his life and his art a path for others to follow. Each painting is a signpost to what may be discovered. Each composition hints at a revelation. The energetic impact affords the viewer such stimulus as to lift and expand their awareness if one is open to the experience. Viewers are given an experience of something beyond their everyday grasp and so find themselves changed, raised, and propelled a little further along their own path. BC paints a story of the universal of cosmic realities as well as the personal journey of the initiate towards discovering them. Other great painters attest to this. A painting is complete when it has the shadows of a god. Rembrandt is reported to have said, and Leonardo da Vinci said, the painter has the universe in his mind and hands.
Mr. Krem himself wrote, beauty is the nature of the universe, of reality embodied in some form, be it mathematical, musical, or artistic. It is the response to vibration and the encapsulation of that vibration of reality in some form or another. And that's from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. Beauty is, after all, as much of divinity as can be expressed through any one form. Remember that form and life are one. And that's from the Master DK, Discipleship in the New Age. The final word must be his, since Benjamin Krem's life and his work as artist, prophet, and way shower were an expression of the good, the beautiful, and the true, discovered and revealed through his talent, courage, and creativity.
The essence of all art, all science, all philosophy, all religion is creativity. We live in a spiritual universe. That spiritual universe is a constantly changing motor, a kind of great generator of creativity which generates different aspects of that creativity, throws them out into the universe, and they trickle down through the various galaxies and solar systems. These energies of creativity come to little planet Earth as distant echoes of an idea. That idea can galvanize and transform the world. It is as strange, as simple, and as gigantic as that. These great ideas are pouring into our space, but they take time to come down, and our minds have to be attuned like a growing conscious awareness to their meaning and their effect on our lives, and we have to find the best way to put them into effect. That is the nature of life. We are souls in incarnation. That is creativity. It is the nature of our life. You cannot say, well, a bit of it will be creative, but another bit does not need to be creative. Everything has to be creative, moment to moment.
Life is about creativity. Creativity is not something you can put on like butter on bread just to make it tastier. Creativity is the very stuff, the nature of life. When life is sensed correctly, it is seen as meaningful, purposeful, and when we grasp the meaning and purpose of life, it leads to that creativity being born in us, however we give it expression. We give it expression, of course, as a man or a woman, according to our previous life's experience. Creativity is not an extra, it is the very nature of life, and we have to live that life in a creative state, as part of our everyday being. So it is not something we do when we have time. It is something we do because it is something we are. If we are creative, then we are always creative. Even if we do not seem to be doing anything, we can still be creative. It is a state of beingness. And that final word concludes our show. If you would like more information, you can go to www.share-international.org or you can email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening, everyone. Love and blessings.